A reading from 1 Timothy, the first chapter. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, according to the promise of the life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God whom I serve, as did my ancestors, with a clear conscience, as I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. As I remember your tears, I long to see you, that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, dwells in you as well. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about the Lord, nor me, his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, and which now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, for which I was appointed a preacher and apostle and teacher, which is why I suffer as I do. But I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me. Follow the pattern of sound words that you have heard from me, in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. By the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, guard the good deposit entrusted to you. You are aware that all who are in Asia turned away from me, among whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. May the Lord grant mercy to the house of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains. But when he arrived in Rome, he searched for me earnestly and found me. May the Lord grant him to find mercy from the Lord on that day. And you well know all the service he rendered at Ephesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Carl Wink, Grace Lutheran Church, Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Today's text is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. In 1 Timothy, Paul advised Timothy, a young pastor, a young man serving the Lord, about all kinds of teachings and challenges of false doctrine and conflict. In 2 Timothy, there's a tone change. Instead of focusing on those specific issues, Paul writes a letter, and you can tell it's just empowered by God. Not only do we believe that this is God's living word, but you can tell that for a man who's in prison, who may be facing death at any time, he writes a letter. Instead of writing about himself and woe is me, he writes this letter, these words to Timothy. And it has a mentoring, a compassion, a heart that one has for a brother in Christ. Paul writes to him, and he, right at the start, identifies his role. And it is, he's doing this because he is alive in Christ. And he greets Timothy in that way, you know, in the name of Christ Jesus. And he writes to him because he's an apostle, not by his own choosing or worthiness, but because that's who God has called him to be, and he can do no other. And he writes to Timothy because he loves him, and he calls him my child in the sense of one whom he has nurtured and shared in this word of God in this journey of mission and ministry. He's writing to Timothy, who is dear to his heart. And the focus is not about Paul, not about his trial, not about his circumstance or his own suffering. His focus is on what would God want to share with Timothy in such a way that would be helpful for him now and for many years to come. So the first thing that he brings up is his own thankfulness. Instead of doing a pity pot, you know, and woe is me and misery. He's thankful to God for all that God has done, which includes forgive him of his sins. And that expression of having a clear conscience is just remarkable for any of us as we think about our past and the things that we could drudge up. And sometimes when family get together, you have that storytelling time and who did what to whom and things like that. Well, Paul could have such a memory trip. But instead, he is freed by the power of the gospel, the forgiveness of sins. And so he speaks to Timothy in a way that is from that point as a forgiven child of God. And even though he's in prison, he's writing about how he feels about Timothy, and he remembers when they last separated how Timothy and himself were in tears. It was a difficult time. Timothy needed to stay where he was at. Here he writes, and then he speaks about, even though his circumstances in verse 8, he's basically proclaiming, there's no reason to be ashamed. Wherever God plants you, wherever you are serving, wherever you are living in Christ, that's the place to be. And there is no shame in being in that place. And for Paul, maybe it's unique in the terms of those waiting for trial or those who have been convicted of crimes and offenses. And Paul's offenses, he's the preacher of the gospel. And he shares and leads and teaching others how to do the same. And so Paul has no shame. He is joyful in the Lord because he's given an opportunity to share the name of the Lord with others. A lot of times we look to avoid shame. We look to avoid because of peer pressure, labels, and anything else like that. And so Paul's very witness to Timothy is just a reminder to stand strong in the name of the Lord. Do not let other people define you. Do not let other people's labels that are placed upon you go to your heart. Because in your heart is Christ the Lord. And in him you live. And so he goes on to teach about persevering, the power of God, life and salvation, about the call of God, and how God has a purpose for us. He goes on to share wonderful things in this letter of compassion to a young man who's still learning and still growing and thriving in mission and ministry. And so for you, wherever you are at, whoever and wherever you are listening, it is my prayer for you that Paul's words to Timothy also touch you, that you may glory in the Lord and thrive where God has planted you and live not ashamed of being a Christian, a child of God, a Lutheran, but live to God's glory and to the purpose that he has given you. And I ask that in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen.
We thank Pastor Carl Wink for today's meditation on God's Word.